We use it to clean our clothes, but thieves are now stealing it by the boatloads, selling it on the black market in some cases, or trading it on the street in exchange for drugs. We're talking about Tide detergent, and one county is cracking down on the thefts of Tide. Joining us live now with more on this, Sergeant Aubrey Thompson with the Prince George's County Police Force. Sergeant, thanks for being with us here on WTOP. This is a head-scratcher, I think, to many of us who may not be familiar with what is going on. Describe what is happening and how widespread is this theft of Tide detergent?
It is. It's nationwide now, but our chief of police and assistant chief of police saw the need to have a unit, an organized retail crime unit, to simply address thefts and what was going on with the retailers. So I met with the retailers 2 years ago, and they told me that the biggest problem that they were having was keeping Tide on the shelves. And it's a product that everybody uses. There's no serial numbers, no way you can track it. So the thieves would just go in and steal the Tide and go out here and trade it on the street for drugs or sell it to fencing operations.
How valuable is the Tide on the black market, and why Tide and not other detergents?
Yes, ma'am. The Tide is the most popular brand out here, and I don't work for the Tide company or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I just know this through investigation, undercover operations. When the thieves come around with Tide, it sells out. People just jump right on it. Mm-hmm. And the thieves are going to the store, and they come out, and they steal the 150-ounce containers, and they go out, and they make $5 a jug. So they, on average, making $2,000 a day tax-free.
Wow. Unbelievable. And we've heard reports of thieves filling up grocery carts, rolling away out to a parking lot to a getaway car, filling it up and taking off. Is this a common occurrence area that you all are facing?
It's real common. Like I said, prior to 2 years ago, it was unheard of. No one knew about this. And our chief of police saw a need to have a unit in place to address these problems. And that's all we do. Day and night, we work alongside with the retailers and put a stop to it. We track down the thieves by using video or undercover operations. And still, it's still ongoing, but we attack the problem 24 hours a day.
Are these mostly grocery stores or convenience stores that we're talking about?
They go to large grocery stores and businesses like Target and Walmart.
And are they locking them up now, the laundry detergent, in certain stores?
Well, no, ma'am, because we suggested that at first, but they said, you know, it would affect the community more. It's mm-hmm. a product that people use every day, so mm-hmm. why should the community suffer twice for thieves? So we're attacking the problem. We're going in and we're putting an end to it, so that way the community is not inconvenienced by the criminal. So you don't have to go see a manager so he can unlock a glass case or take a security device on a product that should be readily available for anyone.
Wow. Well, we wanted to alert folks that this was going on, and we wish you a lot of luck in your efforts in cracking down on this as it continues now, as you mentioned, for a 2-year period. Sergeant Aubrey Thompson is with the Prince George's County Police Department.